Welcome to the Global Revival Blast podcast, where you get inspired, experience God's power, His manifest presence and transformation with the teachings of Wilfred Ibomobi. Now here's your host, Wilfred Ibomobi.
Nice to speak on this episode today. Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 15. Matthew 10, verse 5 to 15. These 12 Jesus sent out and commanded them, saying, "Do not go into the way of the Gentiles, and do not enter a city of the Samaritans, but go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. Provide neither gold nor silver nor copper in your money bags, nor bag for your journey, nor two tunics, nor sandals, nor staffs, for a worker is worthy of his food. Now, whatever city or town you enter, inquire who in it is worthy, and stay there till you go out. And when you go into a household, greet it. If the household is worthy, let your peace come upon it. But if it is not worthy, let your peace return to you. And whoever will not receive you, nor hear your words, when you depart from that house or city, shake off the dust from your feet. Assuredly, I say to you, it will be more tolerable for the land of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for that city." I want to speak on this episode today on what I call the kingdom mandate. The kingdom mandate. When you look at what Jesus said something very profound. He started with the mandate, he started with the kingdom mandate by sending his disciples out. So to send a disciple out, he has to give them a message. He has to give them the message, and the message was clearly written. Why he's sending them out? Because sending someone out without a message will be a messenger going out to unfruitful journey. He sent them out, but he gave them an assignment. He said, "Preach the gospel." That would be the point of my discussion today, to speak on each one. One, he said, "Preach the gospel of the kingdom." Two, he said, "Heal the sick." Three, he said, "Heal." Three, he says, "Raise the dead." Then he says, "Cleanse the leper." It's very important for us to see, as Jesus put them one after the other. So the fourth one is cleanse the leper. So we'll go to the first one. The first is preach the gospel of the kingdom. He said, when you go to preach the gospel, do not go to the house of the Samaritan. Do not go to the house of the city of Samaritan, or in the way of the Gentiles. Because Jesus was sent to the lost house of the Israel. He said, when you go, preach, the kingdom is at hand. But do not stop talking about the kingdom. You need to go on to heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, and cast out devils. Cast out demons. When you hear devils, it also means demon or unclean spirit. So I'm going to be speaking on each one of them. The first I'm talking about now is preach the gospel of the kingdom. Preach the good news. He told them to go and preach the kingdom, the gospel of the kingdom, that the kingdom of God is at hand, that people should come to the kingdom. The Bible talks about the gospel of the kingdom. Preach the gospel of the kingdom. In Luke 4:43 And he said to them, Jesus, I must preach the gospel of the kingdom to the other cities also, because for this purpose I have been sent. In Matthew 24, verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Jesus wants us to preach the gospel of the kingdom. It is a mandate that the gospel of the kingdom must be preached. That the gospel of the kingdom must be preached. In Matthew 4, verse 23, and Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all kinds of sicknesses and all kinds of disease among the people. The gospel of the kingdom must be preached, and we should continue about the same gospel of the kingdom. So Jesus sent the 12 out specifically to the lost sheep of Israel. He gave them an instruction to preach the gospel of the kingdom, that the kingdom has come, or the kingdom of God is near. They were given the authority to heal the sick. They were given the authority to cleanse the leper. They were given the authority to cast out demons. They were also given the authority to raise the dead. They were advised where to travel, but to travel light. Do not take gold or silver, but to rely on the hospitality of the people where they are going to. He said, if a house accepts you, let your blessing remain in that house. If a house does not accept you, he said, dust the feet of your foot, of your shoe in that city, in that town. And he went on to say, it will be more terrible on the day of judgment for that land more than the city of Sodom and Gomorrah. Preach the gospel is the first thing Jesus said to the disciple. Preach the gospel. The good news of the gospel, the good news is that Christ has come and the kingdom of God has been released unto us to be part of the kingdom. And the only way to the kingdom is Jesus Christ, the Lord and our personal Savior. Jesus has shed his blood on the cross of Calvary. In other words, if you accept him as your Lord and personal Savior, you have been accepted. You have written your name in that book that will make you to be in the kingdom. I'm not going deep there to go into the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. And the Bible is used as the kingdom of heaven or the kingdom of God. But I want to talk about the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom mandate. What was the kingdom mandate? Jesus said it. He said, preach the good news. Because the good news is that Jesus came to take away the sin of the whole world. Jesus came that we might have life. The Bible says very clear. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill. But I have come, according to John 10:10, that you might have life, that you might have it abundantly. So Christ gave us life. So the Bible makes us understand, that's what Jesus said, I am the way, not a way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he says, no one can go to the Father but by Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way, Jesus is the truth, and Jesus is the key to the kingdom. That leads me to the second point, heal the sick. The kingdom mandate, heal the sick. Jesus explained to us, for us to see, told the disciple what to do. He said, heal the sick. If you look at Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, or you look at Matthew chapter 8, 16 to 17, or you go to Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34, you will see about healing. Yeah, healing. It says, heal the sick. That means, as a king, as a church of God, as a Christian, we have become minded. It's a kingdom mandate. We have become minded to heal the sick. That means we are not permitted to leave the sick if we have the power to heal the sick. That means don't leave the sick person the same way you meet them. Heal the sick. That was the kingdom mandate. That was the message Jesus gave the disciples. Heal the sick. Heal the sick. If you look at Matthew 4, where I quoted earlier, verse 23 to 24, you will see that the verses there describe Jesus healing various diseases and sicknesses among the people who were brought to him. So Jesus healed the sick. In Matthew 8, 16 and 17, The Bible makes us understand Jesus healed all who were sick. So he was fulfilling the prophecy according to Isaiah 53, verse 4. He took our infirmity and he bore our diseases. By his stripes, we are healed. So Jesus Christ demonstrated in his ministry. You see Jesus healing the sick. He demonstrated the power that he healed so many people. He demonstrated the power of the kingdom. He demonstrated the power of God in his earthly ministry. And for Jesus to say, go and heal the sick, he's not sending us on an errand that he hasn't done. He did it. He wants us to continue to do it. He said, heal the sick. In Mark chapter 5, verse 25, verse 34 to 34, you will see that the healing of a woman with issue of blood. You remember the Bible talking about the woman with issue of blood who touched Jesus' garment and was immediately healed. That was in the account in Mark chapter 5. We saw that the woman got healed because as the woman touched Jesus, the Bible said virtue came out of Jesus. Jesus said, who touched me? And the people were telling Jesus, the disciples said to Jesus, how can you be asking who touched you when everyone is touching you? Everyone is pushing towards you because of the crowd. How can you be saying who touched me? But Jesus said, I perceived that virtue came out of me. So the virtue released the healing. There was a power that came out of Jesus to touch the woman. So there was healing, demonstration of healing in the earthly ministry of Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ demonstrated healing in throughout his ministry. So if you look at Acts chapter 3, verse 1 to 10, you also see an account of healing of a man, lame man from birth by Peter and John at the temple. You remember when at the beautiful gate, when they said, silver and gold have I none, but what such we have, we give unto you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. There are a lot of various places in the scripture where you see healing being demonstrated. When the power of God was so much demonstrated in the scripture, various healing, miracles, disease, people cured of different kind of ailments. So there is power of God in the time of the disciples, in the time of Jesus Christ, in the time of Apostle Paul, in the time of Apostle Peter, and the times of other early disciples, there were demonstrations of the power of God concerning healing. Healing took place. With the Bible, if God is saying to us, heal the sick, as a kingdom assignment, as a kingdom mandate, it means we have the ability, we have the power from God, we have the mandate from God, we have the empowerment from God to heal the sick. Heal the sick. When the Bible says heal the sick, it means we can heal the sick through the power in the name of Jesus. We don't have the power to heal the sick, but we have the power in Christ. Because the power in Christ, we can heal the sick. The third one is raise the dead. I know you will say, really? Is Christian, can we raise the dead? But that is part of the kingdom assignment. You may be surprised for me saying this. Why do you think to raise the dead is something surprising or something incredible? Even Paul says it. Why will you think it's incredible to raise the dead? Because Jesus said it here like one of the others. He said it like healing the sick is like raising the dead. Why do you see it so much important, so much, how can you talk about raising the dead? Raising the dead is something that is beyond our power. Or can you heal the sick? It's not beyond your power. Because you cannot heal the sick, that's why you don't have the power to heal the sick. If you do not have the power to heal the sick, you don't have the power as well to raise the dead. So it's Jesus. We have power in God. That is why I love the scripture that says in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we think or ask, according to the power that works within us. So that is why it's very important for you to think about it, that if you are a child of God and you have the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the power of God is resident within you. So the power of God resident within you, the Bible says, unto him who is able to do. You're not the one doing it. God is the one doing it. Unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above what we think, above what we ask, according to the power that is working within us. So God work according to the levels of the power within you. So God is ready to do it beyond what you think, beyond what you ask, beyond what you pray. only according to the power within us, according to the level of the power within us. God work exceedingly abundantly. That means beyond your thinking, beyond your faculty, beyond your thought life, beyond your prayer, beyond what you ask, beyond anything, God is ready to do beyond. So that means God can raise the dead. Only what we need to do is to have faith in God, because He has given us this commandment. He has given us this mandate. This mandate He has given us is for us to preach the gospel, heal the sick, raise the dead. So to raise dead is nothing to God. So you don't have to act on your own strength. You don't have to act on your own ability. You don't have the ability. All what God expects us from us is not our ability, it is our availability. Because God expects us to be available. When you release yourself to God, you become a vessel in the hand of God for God to walk through you, and God to perform miracle through you, and God to raise the dead through you. We are just a vessel in the hand of God. You are not the miracle working power person. You are not the miracle worker. You are a vessel in which God will operate through. We are a vessel in His hand. God will manifest His power through us. He said, raise the dead. Don't be afraid to raise the dead. Don't be afraid. So you can do it. Why? Because Jesus did it. Jesus did it. Jesus raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. In Mark chapter 5, verse 35 and 43, you will see there the account. And you also see the account, you see that in Luke 8, 49, 36, you see the account. Despite people was mourning for her death and mocking Jesus, and Jesus declared, the child is not dead. And people are thinking, what are you talking about? The child is not dead, asleep. And she rose up when Jesus commanded her to come alive. You see, Jesus raised the dead. If Jesus raised not just Jairus' daughter, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead in John chapter 11. So there are places in the Bible we see that Jesus raised the dead, and Jesus is still working today. The Bible says in Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He hasn't changed. So He can still do it through us today. God can still raise the dead through us today. What about in an account in Luke chapter 7? In Luke chapter 7 verse 11, there was a story there. From 11 to 17, you see the account of Jesus raising the widow's only son from dead at the city or the town of Nain. N-A-I-N. In the city of Nain, Jesus was moved with compassion, and when He saw the people and the woman was weeping, and He said to the woman, approach the woman, I said, the woman, weep not. And told the people that was carrying the young man, He said, stop. And he commanded the dead boy to come alive. And the Bible said that He raised the child from dead, and He handed over the child, the son, to the mother. And the people were surprised. Jesus was moved with compassion. He raised the child, the only child of the widow, the only son of the widow. And Jesus demonstrated the power that it is that death is nothing to Him. And for us to really see it in the climax of everything, when He died, He rose again. No other religious leader ever rose from the dead. But Jesus died, He rose from the dead. He is a master. He showed to us that the dead has no power over Him. Death has no power. In the kingdom where we live, Jesus said the child was sleeping, Jairus' daughter. Jesus said the same thing to the disciples. He said, when they said about Lazarus, He said, Lazarus is sleeping. And Peter said, if he does sleep, let him sleep. Why don't you let him sleep? Let him sleep. If he's sleeping, let him sleep. Maybe he's sleeping a deep sleep. But Jesus had to talk to the disciples plain, in a plain language, that Lazarus is dead. What am I trying to say? Is that God has the power to raise the dead. The reason we think raising the dead is impossible is because we are thinking based on our faculty, based on our mindset, based on the ability, what we have, we can do in the church. However, we have to understand that the kingdom of God is a kingdom of power. The Bible said the words, the Paul was saying, the words I speak is not the men were enticing mess of men's wisdom, but the demonstration of the Spirit and of power. That was Paul. Apostle Paul demonstrated the power of God so mightily. He made us to understand his preaching were not enticing men's wisdom, but demonstration of the Spirit and the demonstration of the power of God. so that our faith will stand not in the wisdom of man, but in the power of God. So if your faith is standing in the power of God, you can command the dead to come alive. If you have faith, the Bible says, nothing is impossible to those who have faith. As you are hearing this episode today, I know you'll be thinking, can I try to go and raise the dead? Yes, try. If you have faith in God, nothing is impossible. That's what the Bible says. It's not what Wilfred is saying. It is, I'm just echoing what the Bible says. He said, raise the dead. It's part of the kingdom mandate. So go ahead and do it. Believe God will do it through you. And it shall be so in Jesus' mighty name. So that leads me to the fourth point. If I'm correct, the fourth, cleanse the leper. Cleanse the leper. So Jesus told them to cleanse the leper. Leprosy. He said, deal with leprosy. So if you look at it in Matthew chapter 8, from verse 1 to 4, you see an account there. A leper approached Jesus saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. I know I'm unclean, you can make me clean. Jesus responded with compassion, touching the leper and declaring, I am willing, be clean. So, and the man was cleansed. Immediately, the man's leprosy was cured because Jesus cleansed the leprosy. Now, I want to say this. When you look at the account, another account where the 10 leper came to Jesus, and at a distance, I call out to him, Lord, have mercy. Jesus instructed them to go and show themselves to the priest. You remember that? He said, go and show yourself to the priest. The Bible said they were cleansed. However, the Bible said only one came back. You know, the Samaritan. I returned to thank Jesus and glorify God for his healing. So, cleansing the leper, a leper is kingdom mandate. God expects us to cleanse, to cure a leper. So if you see someone who has leprosy, the Bible says, cure them. That is a kingdom mandate. You don't have to run from them, but cure them. Heal them. Command the leprosy to leave them. That is the word of the Lord. That a man with leprosy could be healed. A man with leprosy can be cured. Because God has asked us to do it. When you believe that God will do it, you remove your own limits from it. Because it's not you doing it, you cannot even heal headache. You have no power to heal anything. That is why we go to doctor, we go to pharmacist to buy medication. Because we can't do it on our own. But a supernatural healing takes place because God is involved. Whenever God is involved, anything is possible. And that will lead me, I don't want to dwell more on healing leprosy. That leads me to the next one, which is cast out demons. In the church, you are not to entertain demons. In the church, you are not to look at demons playing game with people in the church. The kingdom mandate is what? Cast them out. And God has given us the ability, the strength, the power to cast them out. He said, go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature, heal the sick, raise the dead, cast out unclean spirit. So whenever you see someone who is possessed, who has an unclean spirit or evil spirit, cast the demon out. Cast the unclean spirit out. It is a command given to the church. As a child of God, you have the mandate. You don't have to be a pastor to have the mandate. As a child of God, you have the mandate. As a disciple of Christ, you have the mandate to cast out demons. You have to cast them out, not to entertain them. You have to cast them out, not to play with them. You have to cast them out, not to dance with them. You have to cast them out, not to cohabit with them. You have to cast them out, not to love them. You don't have to love demons to entertain you, or you entertaining demons, you have to cast them out. That is the word of God. Jesus did not say, ask the demon question, but he said, cast them out. You have been given the authority, the power to cast them out. The Bible says he gave the authority to the disciples to cast them out. And when they cast the demons, they came out rejoicing and said, Lord, you see, we see demons have been subject to us. We cast them out. He said, do not rejoice that demons are subject to you. Death is subject to you. Rejoice that your names are written in the book of life. So casting out demons, casting out unclean spirit is a kingdom mandate. It is a mandate God has given to you. I don't know where people see that when you are talking about kingdom mandate, people talk about prosperity. I don't see what when people talking about kingdom money, they're talking about casting out demon or raising the dead. What they talk about is building empire. Where is it in the Bible, in what we have read so far, that Jesus commanded the disciple to build empire? Where is it written in the Bible that Jesus told the disciple, you must get empire, you must get mansion, you must get the best houses, you must get the best private jet? No, you say, preach the gospel, heal the sick, cleanse the leper or cure the leper, raise the dead, cast out evil spirit. So the kingdom mandate is not for our worldly pleasure. The kingdom mandate is not for you to build empire for yourself. The kingdom mandate is for you. It's not for you to have the most beautiful things on this earth. The kingdom mandate is beyond that. If your vision is just to feed your family, just to feed every your family and your family member and show off to others, you are far away from the kingdom mandate. God does not entertain carnality. We should try our best to be far away from carnality and look unto God, look unto the focus. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All other things shall be added unto you. Other things is the least in the statement of Jesus. He says, seek ye first the kingdom first, the righteousness second. Seek ye first the kingdom. So we need to see the kingdom mandate. The kingdom mandate is very simple. God expects us to preach the gospel, the good news of the kingdom. And God expects us to heal the sick. God expects us to cure lepers. And God expects us not only cure the lepers, heal the sick, cast out devil. And God expects us to preach the word of God. May the hand of the Lord bless you, touch you. May the Lord bless you. May his word that you will hear today be a blessing to you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for the kingdom mandate. You call us to preach the gospel. You give us the authority and the power to dominate on this earth and to demonstrate the power of the kingdom. Holy Spirit, as many that have heard your word, I pray that you empower them. You empower them not only to preach the gospel, the good news. You give them the power to heal the sick, to cure leper or cure different kind of diseases, and to raise the dead and cast out devils, demons. In Jesus' mighty name, Holy Spirit, have your way. Bless our week and let your name be glorified. Thank you, my Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. Please keep the fire burning.
Thank you for listening to Global Revival Blast Podcast. Please don't forget to subscribe, support, and follow us on social media. For more, visit PastorWilfred.com.